And hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority Show. My name is Simone Vincenzi, I'm your host, and this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in their world. And today we're going to talk about power of storytelling and videos. How can you keep your audience engaged when you're running your videos, whether it's for your social media, marketing material? Then you know that if you want to become an authority in your field, you want to be known, you want to have influence, then you cannot sleep on video. They are so important. So that's what we're going to talk about today with our incredible guest. A couple of things before we start. If you're new to the show and if you like it, make sure you subscribe as well at the end. And also we have, if you scroll in the show notes, there are already the links for the website of our guest, Christopher. So you can check it out. You can already see his website. And also social media contacts, so you want to connect with him, you can go straight to the show notes. And also we have a gift for you, which is the webinar conversion kit. We're talking about videos. Webinars are an incredible way to get clients using videos, absolutely. And it's only $30. It's a very simple system to create a high-converting webinar presentation. So check it out. It's in the show notes, and you can find it in the resources. But now it is time to introduce our guest for today, which you can see now magically appearing on screen. This is as much as I can go for with production, Christopher. So that's it. That's my magic trick. Of production, making you appear.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Simon.
You're welcome. Now we're going to talk about how to create engaging story with videos. Just a brief introduction about Christopher. He's Christopher Flamstrom. He's the founder and visionary behind the Clara Fardiga Film. He's a production company that addresses the challenges of traditional high production cost of Hollywood-style films. They have a content as a service model that includes brainstorming ideas, filming, and delivering the final production. So it allows your business to easily generate films that convey the core ideas and make their social media presence stand out. Christopher, why videos are crucial for businesses and in particular for experts?
I mean, if you're not seen, then you don't exist, you know, the classic statement. And nowadays, videos are number one, you know. Before that, it was photo. Before that, it was text. Now it's videos. So if you don't use videos on all your channels, then you don't exist.
That's so true. That's so true. I mean, there is... what does video have for people that they might be a bit new to the video, to the world of videos? What does video have as a format that, for example, written format or images can't really communicate?
I think this is more close to how we usually communicate, you know, as human beings. We are used to talking to a person. We're used to seeing their face. We're used to trusting a person as soon as we see them as well, in a way, you know. I think written text don't have that, you know. It immediately gives a bit of distance from your subject or from the person you're trying to communicate with. But video, as we see here now, you and me, we can have a conversation even though we're sitting in two different countries. I think it's closer to how we're used to communicating, pretty much.
I agree with you. I think that video, they're in a very powerful way to create that connection. I mean, my expertise is webinars. That's what we've been doing for many years. And the reason why I love webinars compared to other forms of marketing is because I'm actually showing up. And by people seeing me, we can create a way stronger connection compared to do an email sequence or to do or another form of marketing. But that's is that connection and that I'm able to create with videos. But why do you think so many, you know, we are now here in the coaching industry and expert industry, but also other type of businesses. Why do you think there is this resistance of fully embracing it? Why there are those resistances still?
I think With all the new social platforms that have launched, we started in 2020, so TikTok didn't exist then, or maybe it did exist, but well, it wasn't a widely used as it is now. But I think it's partially because people see it still as, social media is this trend, or social media is this, is for the kids, especially TikTok, I feel. But again, I think you shouldn't underestimate the way that TikTok is a form of top of funnel, and YouTube is a form of bottom of funnel. You need to be seen first. People need to recognize your brand and yourself as part of the brand. You need to pique their interest, and then you can go into the webinars, then you can create the real connections through YouTube to longer formats. And the great thing about webinars is that you immediately get the contact with the CEO or the sales guy, and you can ask him questions like, how does this benefit my perspective, or how does it benefit my business? And you can straight away correct him if he's wrong, or if he thinks in a different way.
No, I think absolutely, 100%. And I like what you said also about, the short form type of TikTok style video being top of funnel, and something longer being more the bottom of funnel, whether it's YouTube, whether it's webinars, depending on your end outcome. Because I know, for example, that for a fact that if someone attends one of my webinars after they've watched some of my videos, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, wherever we put them, they are more likely to convert compared to if they come to the webinar just without having consumed any of our content before. So if you're thinking like, having a higher level conversation and looking at the customer journey and the different touch points that people can have, now we can see how different types of videos can serve a different purpose. And exactly. And I want to talk about that later, actually, about the different purpose of different types of videos. So let's hold that thought for a moment.
Yeah,
I want to know from you, though, what really annoys you about video marketing right now? You know, when you look around and maybe you see a business and you put your hands in your forehead and you say, oh my God, I hope that they really have done this. So what really annoys you of things that maybe are common use that are done wrong right now?
Yeah, I think sometimes people overestimate the time that people have for your business, especially if they're new to the business. Coming back to the TikTok and social media videos, is that people underestimate how interested they should be in your brand. You know, you're not Apple, you're not Microsoft, probably, if you're listening. Maybe they are too.
And if you are listening, well. you can sponsor the show.
Exactly. No, but they have built, such a good brand that people identify with them in a different way. So they have an attachment. They have an emotional attachment. And, I think that's the goal. And that's what you want to aim for. So you need to first establish your name and your brand, but then, okay, what do you want them to feel when they see you? Do you want them to think you're funny and nice to work with, as we try to with all our, we try to be approachable, we try to be friendly, we try to be funny, but that might not be good for everybody. But if you want, you must find a way to present yourself, and do it quickly, because if nobody knows who you are, they're not going to have time to listen to your whole founding story before they know you. Maybe that's a story for another day for YouTube, but try to be quick. That's what I say to all my clients, even though it's a longer video. It's just try to make it interesting as soon as possible to pique their interest. Don't say everything at once, just pique their interest. And then they'll ask you the questions. because that's what you want anyway. You want them to approach you, to ask you, to call you, or to write an email to you.
Yeah, don't need to tell everything all in one video. And it's about capturing attention, it's about capturing the interest. And what I like what you said is about generating a conversation. Because I think that when sometimes people think about video, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but sometimes they might be, they think in a way where video is the end of the conversation, is where video is what's going to help make the buying the buying decision. You instead said something different, which is about getting to start a conversation. Can you expand a bit on that? On the using videos about starting conversations?
Yeah, I think especially with really complicated products like IoT, the Internet of Things, IT companies usually have a SaaS service that could be pretty complex to explain, you know, and they always want to explain the full product when they're making a video. But I always say to them, like, you have to really have a sales kind of mind here. You have to pique their interest. Why should they go to you? What are you helping them with that, you know, is unique to them? Or if you aren't unique, then why should you go to them? And do that as quickly as you can. So they book a meeting, or they call you up.
And that's where I can find out all the different other information about you. So now that you have, but now you have a chance to have a conversation with them and to talk to them as well. I want to ask you now, I just want to switch a bit side and talk more a bit about you, because videos are a big passion of yours. You know, you started your company because of this reason. Where does the passion of video come from? Was there something happen in particular that made you fall in love with this media?
I mean, I used to watch, or I'm still watching a lot of movies, but I remember as a kid, I always watched the behind the scenes of films because I was so curious on how they made the movies. So it's always been an interest of mine, but it was during high school when I started doing photography, analog photography, and doing like black and white transfers. And that was a lot of fun. And I started making short films then. So it's always been a great interest of mine. And then I studied abroad in the UK actually as well, in London. So it's been a great interest of mine. But the thing that's always bothered me a bit, I think, is that, you know, you have this Hollywood dream, or this, you know, the dream factory, and it has to be 150 people, you know, on set. It has to be a guy with the Ingmar Bergman hat, you know, screaming at everybody, you know, and everybody has that picture, you know, and it's nice, it's glamorous, it's brilliant, but it's not possible, you know, anymore. Except if you're IKEA, you know, if you're a big company, you can't afford those type of productions. So I do it in the only way I've always done it, is I go out with a camera and I go and shoot the subject, because that's what I've taught myself, because I've been self-taught also before school. And in school, that was more about, you know, doing this big production again. We were 15 people on set. You know, and I saw it was just, it's usually, I mean, for the type of content you need to create nowadays, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
If you're not making a movie that is called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, and you're Tarantino, you don't need that many people on set, because it's just going to take longer and cost more. So I'm trying to take that mentality into the company, or that's what I've taken, and try to teach my my colleagues as well.
What is something that you have done? Think about a project that you have done for a client, something that you have done in a simple way, but resulted in something that would have maybe that looked like there was a high level of production. And the reason why I'm asking this question is because sometimes there are a few things that we can do, or that people can do, to increase the quality of their videos that they don't even know about because they're not from the industry. So that's what I would love to understand.
So I think we actually did our first TV commercial like 3 months ago. And with mostly animation. So we have an in-house animator and he did 2D animation that looked like 3D animation. And I think animation is a great way to step up the production value as well, mm-hmm. to make it feel larger than life. But that could sometimes be expensive, of course, not through us. But other than that, I would say if you get the audio correct, so great audio is really important. That's usually more important than video. Mm. That's why people can do user-generated content, you know, just grabbing an iPhone and shooting with it. Because iPhone nowadays have a great sense of, like, the microphone captures the audio so well, even though you don't have a lavalier mic on you. So audio is really important. Then, of course, lighting. So I, of course, don't have as good a setup as you for this type of podcast, you know, because you're way more experienced than me. But I try to light myself from the back, and then I have a, you know, a highlight here on the side. Mm-hmm. So it's an okay interview light. And that's, I think those small tips will help you just heighten your productions a bit more. Think about lighting, think about audio. Audio is usually more important.
Good audio, good lighting, goes without saying, good camera. also, but if you're using a phone, as you mentioned.
Yeah, the phones are great.
They're incredible cameras.
Yeah.
I want to switch now the conversation more to storytelling, because mm-hmm. Storytelling is something that is really what gets someone to watch. I'm sure that you have shot commercials or you've seen commercials as well that are quite boring, or pieces of content that become quite boring. It is a skill to craft a great story. So when you're working with your clients, for example, and you are creating a story, maybe they have to sell a product or to sell a service, what are some of the elements that you know they must be in that story in order for people to actually pay attention?
Yeah. So I think it's great nowadays to usually have the hook in the beginning, you know, the classic, take something that piques their interest from the conversation that you're having. If it's a conversation to the camera, you know, you're talking about maybe your product or solutions, take something that will a USP or something that just hooks the audience, put it in the beginning, before the intro, before everything, and have it there. So as soon as people click on the video, they see that, and it's, even though they don't have audio on or because it's subtitled, always subtitle your videos because nobody watches with audio. I think that's key. But also, like I talked about before, I think it's all about why should they care? So are you solving a problem? What type of problem is it? And then how do you solve it and why them? And that is three parts. So then you can divide it into the classic story arc, which is in three parts. Mm-hmm. So as long as you keep that format, I think you can pretty much talk about anything and keep it engaging.
So what problems do you solve? Why do you solve it and why them?
Yeah. Or how do you solve it and why them?
Okay. So what is the problem? How do you solve it and why them? And when you say why them, is that why them for the audience or why the company?
Why them for the audience? So the person watching, let's say again, a phone company, you know, why should you go to the apple instead of the pear, you know, or papaya or whatever, you know? So is it because it's sweeter or is it because it's sour? With us, you know, we try to create this environment that we are really approachable. Every one of our team is in front of camera, so you don't have to be like feel that you're exposed just because you come in front of a camera, because I mean everybody at our company has done it as well. So we try to create this friendly environment, but maybe somebody else wants to do professional environment, or they want to think that they are super ironic because they think that will get the right audience to them, you know.
Yeah, I like that as a structure, because then it thinks about immediately, like, what is the problem? How do you solve it? And why them? And that's does this work only for marketing videos or also for content related videos? Let's say, you know, a short Instagram like reel or TikTok or YouTube shorts, or would you use a different framework for this kind of situations?
So I think for when it comes down to really, really short format, which TikTok is, or Facebook ads, for example, you know, you have the 6 second one. I think for ads, it's all about just boom, this is the price, or this is what it is. Here you go, 6 seconds. Because it's really hard to make a story structure on 6 seconds. Maybe like one or two shots maximum, very, very focused or clear message. If you're going to put a title there, make sure it's easy readable. So I think it's more about almost a two structure there. So if it's a TikTok video that is 15 seconds, something needs to happen like this straight away. As soon as you look up, somebody hits a light pole, or somebody hurts themselves, or somebody takes off their clothes. No, but something needs to happen that grabs attention. And then, and then just say something, either if it's related, it could be related to your company, or it might not even have to be, because as long as you keep it entertaining on TikTok, you're going to pull them into your channel. What we've done, we've tried with some AI explaining videos, and they go well as well on TikTok, you know, when you show a solution straight away. Mm-hmm. So this is how you do a thing. Fine, 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 fine. And you do it quickly. This is how you solve a problem on Photoshop, or this is how you do this. And you have a super short tutorial that works as well. So I think it's really to the point. Just have the key solution. If it's making somebody laugh, or is it explaining how you do a certain thing in 15 seconds?
So what I'm hearing you saying is that in that sense, you don't have the luxury of a buildup. While definitely before not. You can talk about, you know, the problem, how you solve it. No, in that moment, you'll say, hey, if you have this problem, here's the solution. So it becomes more like a content related video where people can find the solution straight away. And the speed in which you go from here's the problem, here's the solution, is what's going to keep that person watching.
Exactly.
They don't want to faff around.
It has to happen in the first second, I feel. Like either the problem or the light pole that the person is going into, you know, you just have to capture them. Yeah. And then the payoff comes. So it's all about setup, payoff, I would say, for TikTok.
I think I definitely need to be better at that, because I think I still get too long. It takes me too long to get to the point.
Yeah.
And because I'm so used, for example, with long form, you know, whether it's a podcasting, long form, YouTube, long form, webinars, long form, short form, different beast.
Yeah.
Very different beast.
Yeah, definitely. No, I find longer format really hard. But it's interesting. I would say the best analogy for that format, I would say, is a joke, you know? It's like a really short, simple joke. It's all about setup and then payoff. A joke, an Italian joke, can be super long, you know? So that might not be good as well, but it's all about that classic, you know, knock knock joke, almost knock knock, and then boom, the joke is it's over, you know. So it's all about, you know, I think turning, twisting something, you know, having two opposites, you know.
I would love to know some examples now, Because I think that now we talked quite a lot about theory. We talked about the format of the story, you know, how to do that particular marketing video. We talked about technicalities like lighting, good sound, doesn't need to be overcomplicated. We talked about storytelling for short formats. I would love now to bring this conversation to life. I want you to think about some projects that you have done with clients. Can be past clients, it can be recent clients, or can be things that you have done for your own company.
Yeah.
That and use them as an example to validate some of the point that we just talked about so far. So do you have an example, just first one that is coming to mind of a situation? You can pick, you can choose.
So if we're talking about, since we've talked about TikTok, I'm on the TikTok mindset right now. So I would say if we look at the most successful videos that we made on TikTok is grammar videos. So it has nothing to do with our business whatsoever, you know. But we just have a grammar mistake video that just tells you how you use that word. You use it like this, or it's like it's a rule that it's explained. And it's explained in like 5 to 10 seconds. And those videos are the most viewed videos on our channel. We have one that is 500,000. We have one that is 200,000. And together they make up 1 million views on TikTok. So the most viral videos on our TikTok is the ones that doesn't niche, you know, since we don't do that much. I mean, well, we do subtitling, but we're not a copy company. We're a film company, but it's the one that is most relatable, I think, for all ages. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 10, you know, or on TikTok, or if you're 65 on TikTok, you know, every person has trouble with spelling. I mean, or a lot of people have, you know, so it becomes very relatable. And that's why I think it's it went as viral as it did as well.
So for anyone thinking, think about maybe you have your TikTok channel and TikTok. I was talking to a friend of mine. Is a platform that favors something that can be relevant across the board, as you mentioned. So that's the type of content which is preferred that TikTok organically will push out, not niche content, but like very general that anyone can relate to. So I think that everyone now can think, okay, what can everyone relate to? Then maybe that is a part of you or your business or something that you do or a passion that you have. Because it's still going to get you views, and then some of them will be the right people that will subscribe to the channel and then will work with you. And any other example? Any other example?
And touching upon that just a bit more is that when you do those type of videos that go as viral as that, you have to realize that not all of them will be relevant. Not all of them will be your target audience, but some will. So that's more about spreading your name, you know, and getting as many views as possible. It's not about niching into your audience and, oh, this is the perfect target audience. It's more about getting a very viral video that is seen by a lot of people. Any other example? So do you want a longer format one?
Longer maybe, form. Or? We talked about short form. I think this was a really good example. Let's look at for long form now.
So what do you... Do you have...
Could be a marketing related, maybe like a marketing video that someone would put either on a YouTube channel or on a website.
Yeah. So we talked a bit about top of funnel with TikTok. We could talk a bit about bottom of funnel. We have a client that we make around 10 to 15 minute videos. And the thing about those videos is that, well, the client is already, the client is a pawn shop. So it's for people that are into maybe luxurious Gucci, Louis Vuitton bags, or maybe want to purchase their Rolex watch, but they don't want to do it in store. They do it in a pawn shop because it's cheaper, it's still good. So basically, people that want to invest a lot of money in something. So the longer format videos is basically talking about either maybe how you should think about when purchasing a bag or a watch, or how do you spot a fake one? Because they're talking about their business model, but more in a way of helping the client making the right decision. They're not talking about, oh, you should go to our pawn shop, because I mean, of course that's their goal, but they're helping the clients, so they're educating them. They're basically saying, okay, this is how a fake Rolex it looks like, and this is how a real one looks like. So they're educating the audience. The audience is interested in learning more about their subject. And that's, I think, how you can keep the audience engaged for longer.
Audience
that end up there is the ones who wants to do the precharge, but they want to learn more about it because it's such a big investment for them as well.
And so in that way, I can build a trust, I can build a relationship. You're helping with something valuable, and that becomes a great piece of content that anyway I'm interested in. So now I can build that trust and that relationship, in particular with the long form.
Yeah.
So I think that for everyone who is listening or watching, if you think about what decisions your clients might be making before buying your course or your service or your product, and then thinking about what questions they have as well, what would they search? Then start creating content around that. That becomes really powerful. Now, I know, for example, a lot of clients, they ask me, what webinar platform shall I use? I never done a video talking about what webinar platform shall I use. Now I'm talking to you, I'm saying, okay, as soon as I finish this this interview, I'm going to record a video on what webinar platform shall I use. Yeah. I had a conversation with a potential client just earlier, and he asked me, okay, when shall I use Zoom meetings and when shall I use Zoom webinars? Like in my mind, it's simple. Like, if you want to build community, use Zoom meetings. If you want to broadcast, use Zoom webinars. Depends on the capacity. Yeah. But they're all things that I know because I've studied them compared to... So watch out, because there is going to be a new video coming out on what webinar platform to use and how to choose the right webinar platform. Thank you. Thank you, Christopher. I want everyone to think of the same and start recording some content. Christopher, it's been a great interview. I mean, we covered from storytelling strategies to examples on what works in long form, short form, the what TikTok prefers as well. So there's been a great content that we covered today. I loved and definitely made me think on things that need to be better. I need to be better getting straighter to the point in my TikTok videos, definitely. Doing more content taken from questions that people are asking or helping them making decisions to be useful. So this is already two big takeaways from me. If someone wants to reach out to you, they want to know more about how they can work with you, with your company, learn more about what you do, where's the best place?
The best place is the website or our social media platforms. I guess you'll be linking them down below, because the name is hard enough for non-English speakers to say, or for non-Swedish people.
you know what? I'm going to put already, I think we can have it here. That's the website. You can see it also appearing magically on, that's my second magic trick here in production. Clara Fardiga film. So clarafardigafilm.com or .uk. So you can use you can use either or. Anyway, the link is in the show notes, or if you are on our website, is in the article that is attached under this video. So make sure you check it out. And also the social media contacts, all the social media contacts are going to be published. So you can connect with Christopher, you can connect with this company, and then see you. Because I know you have a unique model compared to, which is the last question I have for you. You have a unique model compared to other production companies to work with businesses. So tell me more about the model and how you're different.
Basically, the elevator pitch is fixed prices monthly. So we are a subscription service for film and video contents. And we work every month with clients to create either animations, ads, or, well, films that we talked about today.
And so then you will have a fixed price, and instead of hiring you, keep hiring you over and over again. I guess that there is overall a saving by having your retainer month after month for you to take care of their content production.
Exactly. So we get recurring clients, but the clients get a red thread through the video production. They look the same. They don't need to discuss the price every time. They have fixed prices. And if one of our camera persons gets sick, another one goes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always have someone that is going to be there to film your content.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's Ready, Set, Film.
That's awesome. Christopher, thank you very much for the interview, for your knowledge, and for sharing how can we use videos and stories more effectively. If you're watching or listening, again, thank you for being here. If you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe right now. And also leave us a review. Reviews are the lifeblood of every show. So do it it's good for the guest, it's good for the podcast, it's good for my ego, it's good for everyone. So leave us a 5-star review. And until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.